We recorded an entire 40-minute episode and
didn't hit record.
Sheridan didn't record.
I'm usually the behind the scenes. You want me in this episode?
Sheridan did not hit the record button. So now it's just video of us talking with no audio. I cried in this episode.
No, you didn't.
You guys are going to miss out on that.
We're saving the topic for another week.
We'll probably
with
never see like me crying ever again on this podcast. Never. Welcome to Podcast with Strangers, episode number
3.
Cue the intro. Ding, 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 ding.
Is that what the sound is?
Yes. Wow.
I'm just saying, like, you didn't sound like it.
Wow. Anyways. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers, episode number 3.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, guys. I'm still going to leave that part in. Welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers, episode number 3. We recorded, like, this 30-minute episode, but we forgot to click record on our audio, so now it's just us doing this.
Yeah, basically.
So here we're recording another one. This is a really quick one. It's been a really busy week for both of us. First, we both got sick, the common cold, and then we both had reading week. We are both still in midterms. I still have a midterm that's due today or Thursday that I haven't started yet. What day is it today?
Wednesday.
Oh, Lord. So I have to go home and start that midterm that's due tomorrow. You had a production on Monday that you had to film and do. And then we
have to go home and edit.
Assignment on Monday. That's due Monday too, right? Oh, it's just a busy time, guys.
I'm sure everyone else can get that.
Yeah, too. And that's why, honestly, when we were applying for this podcast, we said monthly episodes. Because originally this podcast was just supposed to go on Spirit Live. And that's it. Spirit Live is Ryerson's, like, radio...
broadcasting station.
Station, right? And when we created this podcast originally, it was just to go on Spirit Live. And it was just so we can get our creative practice hours, which is something that you need in Ryerson.
RTA.
In RTA in order to graduate. And then we branched out and made this thing that was supposed to be once a month for... consume 6 hours of our time. And we turned it into a weekly thing. We got way more invested in it. And I'm happy we did. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it takes up a large chunk of our time. If I were to, from start to finish, both me and you together, at least more than 24 hours worth of work is put into this.
100%. Because of planning.
The prep, the location, the sponsors, the actual recording, the editing, getting it out on all the platforms. It's really, really time consuming. So it's going to be a little shorter episode today. We're going to be talking about social media. And we are going to have amazing episodes coming out next
week.
With strangers. This is Stranger-ish.
Part of a little series we have within the series.
We're going to have episodes where we talk to people that are strangers to you, but not to us. And we think would be good to have on the show because they had some or have some very insightful things to talk about and to share with you guys.
Yeah.
But on the topic of social media, I was literally yesterday writing down things I need to work on. And I was one of the things that I wrote down is get off my phone because I'm on it so much.
Yeah.
And it's constant just scrolling and like everything. I'm so
addicted.
And you
don't even want to be on it.
Sometimes I'm doing it. I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I keep on scrolling. Because Bella Porch is doing a new dance on TikTok. Or Charli D'Amelio is crying about something on her new
I think for
show.
Me, it's been like my thing. I've had a really bad relationship with TikTok. I've deleted it and re-downloaded it a million times.
I deleted it.
The only reason I still have it now is for Podcast with Strangers.
That's
then I use it for everything else.
That's why I downloaded it. I was like, oh, Podcast with Strangers. But then I was like, Sheridan's managing it. I don't need to be on this. So I deleted it yesterday.
Yeah, but I think I like recently had a realization with it that like I'm happier when I'm not on it. Like I used to have like a private story on Snapchat too.
Yeah, I deleted mine.
And like I deleted my private story.
Deleted it.
Yeah. I just think what I learned from it is that, like, it's a whole thing of, like, okay, so when it comes to social media in the sense of, like, Snapchat and stuff, like, when you're interacting with people, you put a lot of yourself out there. Excuse me. You put a lot of yourself out there for other people thinking that, like, they care, but they don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, no one really cares. Listen,
if you post
what's going on,
if you post three stories in a row and you were to go look at the viewership, it just declines.
Yeah.
It goes from 200 to 180 to 160. So I deleted my private story and just my five really close friends who I love sharing my life with. I created one for them. And that's all. I don't post on my main story anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't invest time into thinking about what people are going to think when I post something. Because at the end of the day, when someone looks at your Instagram story, they look at it, they swipe, they and they never care. Think about you ever again.
They don't care. But
some people let it consume them so much to the point where they're planning out their stories and posts meticulously and planning out what color the background should be, mm-hmm. what time to post.
Okay. Like, well, this is where I like think about it in a different way, because I think about it in a sense, if you're using social media in a creative platform, like if your Instagram, like your feed or whatever is as a creative outlet for you, like your photos or like, I get like that type of stuff. Personally, I can't handle keeping an aesthetic or whatever, like on Instagram and anything. And I think the people who do it for like appearance of other people, it can be harmful to you. But I think if you use it as a creative outlet and you genuinely enjoy doing it, go right ahead. Do you know what I mean?
If you're spending your time worrying about what other people are thinking when posting these things, I think you have a very negative relationship with social media.
100%.
If you are posting it out of pure joy for yourself and you're not worried about what people are going to say or
how many comments,
how many comments, how many likes, how many people are sharing it, and you're just posting just for the pure joy of just, I want to post this, I like doing this, that's a good relationship. But there are genuinely some people out there that are so worried about the numbers and about what people are going to think when they post this thing or this picture, when without realizing that 90% of the time no one is really thinking about that post after you post it, unless it's something very controversial, like,
yeah,
I'm pregnant, I don't know.
I think also in high school I was a person that like really saw, and I think a lot of people deal with this, where it's like, if you don't comment on this person's photo, are you still friends anymore? Like, I think that was a big issue. Like, it's like, but you're all commenting the same thing. You're all commenting hard eyes.
Or like,
you're all commenting, you're commenting so pretty.
Five times on the same post.
I was never that person. I think I was like in grade 9.
Dude.
But it's like, this person only commented once.
Or when they ask you to go comment and like. Remember when we used to do that?
Yeah.
New post.
Go like up the new comment. Post. But like, I get that if you're using it for like a marketing sense.
Yes.
And like, again, like if you're into the creative side of like using Instagram to promote your own creativity. Okay.
You know what's a great example of that? When we post something on Podcast with Strangers.
You should like our recent reel, like, Podcast with Strangers.
Like it.
No. Comment, the battery's going to die on this one.
Already? Oh, that was fast. Like it, comment, share it, repost it, share it again. Okay, we're back. Sorry, our battery ran out. Yeah, what we were saying, except if it's for marketing. It's good. But some people let it consume every aspect of their life to the point where after they post, their anxiety skyrockets and they end up taking it down and reposting it. And it's like, it doesn't even become a fun experience at that point. It just becomes this negative aspect of your life that is based around pleasing other people, kind of.
Yeah. I think there's also something to be said about, capturing things in the moment through your phone rather than living in it. I think I mean, maybe we're biased because like I personally like taking photos and stuff, but like, and taking videos, but I think in high school I really was like, I had like, I looked through my Snapchat memories and I'm like, oh, what, this is is of us laughing, this is one of like 25 photos of me laughing with my friend at the time, and like
I did a vlog series in high school.
Okay, but I feel like that's different, that's a creative thing, whereas like just recording, like, oh my god,
I'm glad I can go back.
I'm walking down the halls. Yeah. Like,
here's the thing with the vlogs that I did in high school. I had fun doing them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like feel down when I didn't get an episode out, or I wasn't like, oh shoot, I have to do a pod. There was times where I would film every day and not post for an entire month because I wasn't like, I need to post. I need to make sure I post content out there and my viewers like me.
Yeah, it was about creating the content for yourself.
I just want to look back on this, which is healthy. That I think I had a healthy relationship at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I have an unhealthy relationship with social media, not because I let it consume my mental health, but it consumes my time.
I think I've had a mix. I think now, like, now it's a time thing for me, but I think especially during COVID, but like even throughout high school, I compare myself to people easily.
Yeah.
And I think especially, like, I know for me, like, that was the thing with TikTok of, like, these people getting blown up for being pretty. And, like, good for them. Like, they're making the most of the career that they have. But it's, like, really puts you in, like, a thing of, like,
yeah,
why is Addison Rae getting a movie signed release, like, deal for being pretty? And maybe that's just because I have a background in acting. So, obviously, I have a lot of respect for actors and, people who do years of training to just get any movie.
Compare yourself. Yep.
That's, do you know what I mean?
It's normal, though, to be comparing yourself to
100%. People. And then it turns you kind of, like, negative. Like, yeah. You mean, like, you have negative opinions of these people. And I think the whole idea of an influencer, I think, okay, what's your opinion on the role of an influencer? Do you see any benefit towards it? I think, okay, I'll go first. I think there's a potential for benefit in it. But yes. I think there's a lot of influencers out there that are influencing, but not in the way that, the best way they can be. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
there are some people out there. They're setting
an unrealistic standard, negative things without knowing that they are.
Do you know who comes to mind? Oh, God. Do you know Sienna? On TikTok, Sienna?
The girl who had the issue with that guy? The assault issue?
Yeah. Minus that issue. Okay. Her whole thing is body positivity, right?
She
and
has, like, an average, like, not average, but, like,
listen, she's
like,
maybe she has issues with her body image.
Of course, and I think that's separate.
But to the naked eye, she's a very good-looking female.
That's what I mean.
Who only looks fat when she wears a bikini and pushes her stomach in unnaturally to make herself look fat. And if you were to go onto the comments of these posts, what you would see is people saying, you aren't fat if you have to make yourself look fat.
Yeah.
Like, she's sitting there going like this to make herself look fat.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful person. So it's hard to be an influencer about body image, towards body image, when you aren't...
When you already kind of are the social standard for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's like, it's, you know, like, Lizzo...
Yeah. Is I love her.
With body image. Because she, like, you know, she isn't like the average supermodel, actress, hip-hop star that you see out there on the internet. So when she's being successful and influencing others about body image, it's like, okay, finally someone that actually
of a community that actually like is representing. Yeah,
it's like if a straight guy was the advocate for LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, makes no sense.
It's like if it was a Caucasian person being the spokesperson for a Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
It's like if a skinny person was being the advocate for fat shaming.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So my thing against fat shaming.
Against, yeah. My thing about influencers is, listen, if you're going to influence, please influence. I don't let the money consume you.
They're still influencing, but is it the way that they should be?
No. I feel like they go get into influencing for the right reasons, and then money gets involved, and it takes a whole big turn, and it becomes more money moves and
I think it also comes to the issue of, like, they want to keep a certain title and image of themselves for other people that they create this negative atmosphere. You know what I mean? Like, I think of, like, influencers on, like, even, like, moderate influencers on, like, TikTok or Instagram that are posting health and fitness, but it's, like, not actually that good for you. You know what I mean? They're just trying to achieve this that girl lifestyle that is not actually better for their audience. Do you know what I mean? And maybe it works for them, but, like, I don't know. I think it's a tricky conversation.
Good intentions.
Uh-huh.
They have good intentions.
100%.
But then it just, can they kind of follow?
I think some can have good intentions.
Yeah. And then some they just fall
off. Some do it for the, like I said, like, I think for appearance of it, which I think is every human insecurity. You want to appear put together and, like, you know what you're talking about. And I think I think they know what they're talking about to a point. Like, a lot of people who are in health and fitness, like, some people, like, actually have training or, like, degree or, like, you know what I mean? But I think lot of times.
You know what's funny?
What?
Seeing on TikTok health influencers, like, one person posting another thing, and then another health influencer, like, duets that video, and it's like, he's wrong.
Yeah.
And then another person, no, he's wrong. It's like, I don't know who to anymore.
Yeah.
Do I starve myself or do I drink water?
Yeah, exactly. And it's
Not don't starve yourself.
Toxic. Eat. Yeah. Please eat.
Eat. That's a whole different thing. But
yeah. That's a whole other.
Did you delete TikTok?
No, I haven't. I told you for Podcast of Strangers.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say because then I have
to I try not it. To use it
if,
as no, much.
If you want me to download TikTok again.
No, it's okay.
You to can post. Like, I can. Do you want me to?
Sure. Do you want to take over so I can delete the app?
I just think it's good if I was on it, right? So I can re-download the app. Just for business. Not because I want to. Not because I care.
Sure. Like, it's not under me.
It's just a business
move. I think, for me, I've noticed is that, like, I spend a lot of time on it just swiping when I, like, even like at night, like, I want to be asleep right now, and I'm still swiping.
2 a.m.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I've noticed, like, I personally love reading for pleasure, and, like, I've done that, like, around my life.
What happened to Harry Potter?
I've been reading on the bus today, but, like.
Really?
Yeah.
What book?
I'm on the fourth one, Goblet of Fire.
That's my favorite.
Ugh. It's good.
I'm going to watch when I get home today.
Anyway, Harry Potter, so far, I'm reading the series. I never read it as a kid or watched the movies.
Don't spoil it for her.
Don't spoil it for me. But yeah, I think, Ron like, dies. Reading for...
I'm joking. Ron doesn't die.
Stop. You just need to stop
He talking. Doesn't die. You or does talking. He?
Reading for pleasure is, like, something for me that I enjoy doing. And I feel like I lost track of that a lot because of social media usage of, like, TikTok and stuff. You mean, like, I'm like, I try and think about it. Like, so when I change my habits over to reminding myself to do things that I enjoy doing instead of just on my phone, I think of it, like... Those, like, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I said I wanted to read today, but, like, that's a healthy habit, but that will take, like, 20 minutes of my time. I'm like, I'm going to spend those 20 minutes on TikTok anyway, yeah. So why not swap them out? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a way people can kind of switch their habits around.
I feel like with anything.
Oh, 100%.
Me, homework. I'll go on TikTok instead for a bit.
Yeah.
During my breaks for school, I could sit there and do a little bit of homework. I'll go on TikTok or something else. Yeah. It's funny is I delete TikTok and then I go on Instagram and then there's Instagram Reels and there's Snapchat. And
That's the thing. That's like everywhere. But I think also like finding the balance though, don't overload yourself with work. Because if you like try and figure out your life habits and like make it all healthy every minute of your day, like a good healthiness. For me personally, like I break down. Like I'm like, I'll keep it up for like a week or two. And then after I'll be like, I miss doing things for fun, you know?
Speaking of books, it's so funny. I bought a book the other day. Mm-hmm. Guess what the topic is? What the title was? The title was Talking to Strangers.
Really?
So I was like, this is a good book.
What is it about?
What do you think it's about?
Like, is it someone that talks to strangers? Is it interviews written out?
No, it's about Fidel Castro and Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
I didn't read the back of the book. I just I judged the book by its cover.
That's
and
the
I
last thing you do.
Spent $30 on the book. And I started reading it to my friend yesterday. I was just like, let's read this book together. It's called Talking to Strangers. And it's like, in 1854, this, I was like, oh my God.
Was like the sleeve on for another book? Like, was it wrong?
No, it literally is just called Talking with Strangers. What two would name a book? I don't know. Anyways, I'm guessing he has a lot of sales in that book. Anyways, I really gotta.
Oh my God, afraid.
I need to crack down on social media stuff. Seriously, I'm on it way too much.
I think I am too. Actually, I've like limited myself. I think I still get guilty of like, did you ever look at who views your story? Exactly. I know you have. I know you have. I know everyone has.
Can I tell you something else? What? Sometimes I post just so a certain person can look at my story.
Okay. And I think that's not fun myself. And it's terrible to say, but everyone does that.
Dude, it's 100%.
And I think it makes us sound like very shallow people.
Sometimes
but I
go
do
and
too.
Find stuff to post so I can see if someone saw it. Oh Lord Jesus Christ!
I did that a lot in high school. Now I kind of just don't care. Because there's like I have different friend pool and like you know.
I did it yesterday. I should go check if that person saw.
I think for me, I get guilty looking at like someone who was really big in my life who's not as much now. I'm like curious. If they're still watching my stories, like keeping track of me in the sense, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think when you lose someone in your life, like I haven't fully lost this person in my life, but like we're not as close. Like we were super close before the pandemic.
Boy.
Yeah. What, how does that like have anything to do with this?
Nothing.
I'm in a relationship. It wasn't a boy in that sense. It was just someone that was my friend and we were really close before the pandemic. But then since the pandemic, we kind of haven't been like, I don't know. Like we've been, still kind of close, but not the same.
You didn't like this on the podcast? I can cut this part out.
Huh? Yeah.
We
It's not about romantically at all. Okay. It's just a friendship. Okay. you just asked the gender, and yes, it is a male.
But I'm just looking out for Ethan, who's Sheridan's boyfriend that I love.
He's great. I think he'll be okay
with
it.
You ever hurt him? I've never met him before, if I swear to God, if you hurt him.
Have you met him?
No.
Never. Anyway, long story short, my point of the story was I would post on social media a lot during COVID to kind of show people what I'm doing with my life, obviously the way everyone does. But then I would look after to see if that person that I haven't been as close with has looked
That's at a it. Negative relationship with social media right there.
Exactly. And I think that's common. Like you said, you find posts to post for someone else to relate to or see. And I think that's really common. And it's not healthy, but I think it's important to recognize that you're not the only one that does that.
I just want to see if she saw it.
Right? It's just curiosity. You think it's harmless, but then you look at yourself and you're like, why am I spending my time?
We talked to a guest about this last week.
Why are you spending your time putting a lot more energy into something else, someone, then they're not giving it back?
Because I miss her.
Right. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily best. And I still miss that person that I was really, we were really close friends. We hung out a lot. I'm not doing that.
Why not?
No.
What happened?
I won't get an answer.
What happened? What did you do?
I still don't know. There's nothing that's gone wrong.
He didn't tell you?
No, nothing has gone. It's not bad. We're still friends, but it's just you don't talk as much. And that's what's still to this day. I'm I don't know why we don't talk as much.
Text him. Hey, what's up?
I did it. There was no answer. I'm a big person though. I like to check in on people, and I don't get that reciprocated a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about that really quickly. I know it's not about social media, but do you find yourself checking in on people more than they're checking in on you? And isn't it kind of sad?
Yes.
I was sitting there.
Said in a response to one of our polls of what do you want to hear talk about? They're putting more into relationship than the other person. And I think romantically or friendship or anything, that's important because I'm realizing, why are you putting in a lot more energy? You don't deserve to be giving everything to someone when they're not giving you anything back, romantically or friendship wise. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people believe they just have you in their back pocket when they need you and when it's convenient for them, but then when they actually have to do the work. I just think in any relationship, if you're giving a lot more than the other person and you can
friendship
kind of,
or really
or romantically,
any type of relationship,
I think if you're giving a lot more to it and you'll realize it, I think you'll know it unconsciously, because I didn't know it before, but I didn't want to believe it because you were so close at one point. And that's the thing. I'm were we actually that close, or did I just think we were that close?
Were you actually that close, or were you just putting in more effort than the other person was? Dude, I find myself talking or checking in on people more than they're checking up on me. And this week, just past few weeks, I've just been reflecting so much. And I was just sitting there thinking, even yesterday, I'm just why am I the one that's always checking up on people? Why isn't it the other way around?
Well, that's the thing. And I think I noticed it even with podcasts with strangers. You notice who kind of reaches out and supports you in certain things and who doesn't.
And surprisingly though,
yeah,
some people that I haven't talked to since elementary school have been supporting this thing. And I just sit there, I'm just I haven't talked to this person in
right?
4 years.
Right, there's people, I'm not my closest friend. And they're supporting me. They're this podcast is amazing. I'm so proud of you. And I'm thank you so much. And they're connecting to it for themselves, not even just for us, because they're obviously not as close.
When I talk about checking up on friends, I'm talking about more of your closer friends.
Of course.
Sometimes I find someone that I find close to me, one of my closer friends, it's I'm always the one that's checking up on them, and I consider them a close friend, but they're never the ones checking up on me. And recently I've been cutting those people off, because it's just I don't want to be the one that's always putting in effort. I have stuff to do too.
Exactly.
If I can take time out of my schedule to check up on you, you can take time out of your schedule to check up on me.
Exactly. It just, I think it becomes an expectation for people. They just expect to have you there when it's convenient for them. I think about my friend that I'm not as close with that I was close with before. Were we that close, or was I just someone for them to hang out with in the time being before? Do you know what I mean? I think, was I just someone that to fill their time so they can go do this stuff, they had someone with them, rather than I saw it as we're hanging out a lot, we're obviously friends, but was it more of just a situation?
Okay, how about this? Whenever I'm a very busy person,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of work to do,
mm-hmm.
but I also want to spend time with my friends,
mm-hmm.
is it bad for me to invite my friends to hang out with me while I do an errand?
I think it's not to make you a bad person. I think that's important. But I think there's a difference between someone who just wants company because they don't feel like they have a lot of other people around them at this time. so they just hold on to people that they know will be for them. I think it's
different when...
Are you there for them?
Here's my thing. I ask my close friends if they want to join me when I'm running an errand. But I don't go out of my way to go ask any rando to hang. There are some people who literally ask whoever they can get a hold of to just be with them when they're doing something. Because they can't be alone for 2 seconds. For me, my best friend, his name is Vassy. And he lives in a different city. And I don't have time to always spend with him. So when he's in town, he helps me grocery shop. Or he helps me run an errand for work. Or he helps me do some yard work or something. And that's how we spend time together. I think that's okay. I just don't want them to feel like I'm using them.
No, and I don't think, as someone who's like just talking about like my experience with that other friend, I don't think that's the situation that like...
I'm not though.
No, you're not.
I would love to just hang out with them. I just don't have time right now.
Exactly. Okay. And I think there's a difference between that, like not having time, because I'm also not the biggest texter. Like I check in with my friends, the really ones that are really close to me, but I'm terrible at responding to my texts. Yeah, so good. I mean, when it's podcast with strangers, then I'm like, oh, you know, like I'm on the ball for like
projects. Yesterday I kind of screamed at you because I just wanted to know what your size was. I'm sorry about that.
I answered right away.
Yeah, I know.
So you know that? Yeah. But like, I'm like very on and off about my phone. But I think when it's like, I texted you to check up on you and it's been like a week, like, mm-hmm. then it's like, where do I hold value in your life? And I don't have mm-hmm. to be your best friend because if we were never that super close, but it does make you think. It's like, well, obviously I value this relationship a lot more than you did. Mm-hmm. And that's not fun. I think for anyone going through that, and I think that connects to social media because it's like everyone's at your fingertips, so it seems so easy to talk. So when someone doesn't connect to you right away, it's like makes you overthink and analyze. But I do think it's important to think of like the way you value relationship. And when you realize, wow, like maybe we weren't as close as I thought we were, it's not fun.
I have a question for you then, since yes. you're not the best texter, okay?
Yes.
I had this friend in high school. I'm not going to say their gender. But they were always on their phone, very evidently. You know that they were always on their phone. It's so obvious that they were always on their phone. But they were the worst texter in the entire, never replies to messages.
I'm not like that. How and is that possible, makes me a pet though? Peeve. That gives me a pet peeve. I personally, I mean, maybe if you're someone like this, I'm not attacking you. But like, I don't appreciate the people that like have 78 or like 38 messages unread just left in their phone, because I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes I'll read a message, I'm like, oh, I need to respond, and I don't, but I always make sure I get back to it. Like I never open a message if I don't plan on responding to it later.
But
it's that not day
even that. Okay, but wait, if you're on your phone going on TikTok, right, and a message mm-hmm. comes, would you reply to it or would you just swipe it away?
I think if I like can't come up with a good answer, like if it's like a deep question, not deep, but like you need to have like a full answer, like you have to figure out something, sometimes I'll swipe up and like, okay, I need to think about that, but I will stop TikTok. You know what I mean?
How long
until do I wait?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll wait the day. Like someone texted me late last night and I only responded the next morning because I was like, I'm not going to respond properly. And because it's the whole issue of like, oh, they like people overthink the way people text, right? Because you can't really tell people's emotions. So like, if I'm not going to respond properly now, I'll wait till I can respond better.
Did you watch You?
I've only watched the first and half the second season.
Okay. Well, I started yesterday again from the start.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not a spoiler, maybe a spoiler. So don't skip this part if you don't want to listen to it. But I saw a tweet yesterday and it was Joe, who was a character, was killing people but could still reply to a message. And your ass couldn't reply while you're on TikTok.
You know what? That's a very fair point.
I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking that person from high school who just could not reply to a simple message, especially when it's like time sensitive. Like, hey, are you coming tonight? And then you reply.
If it's like time sensitive or like in the moment, I'll reply to it. If it's like, what are we doing for this? Like, it's like, oh, like a bigger picture thing. Like, oh. Okay, but I'm tedious on projects. Again, like, so I prioritize a lot of things of, like, getting stuff done and out of the way. So if it's school or, like, project, like, podcast with strangers, I'll usually respond fairly quickly unless I'm, like, if I'm out with my friends and I'm, like, okay, I need to, like, separate my life. You know what I mean? Like, take it in strides. That's when I won't answer stuff like that.
Do you think you're addicted to your phone?
I think so. I think everyone in some way is addicted to their phone.
I think we're in the middle of this and I'm checking my phone for some messages.
Yeah, I hear a message and I'm like, but I'm also, I'm like, is it my mom? Because if I don't answer my mom, I'm dead. So that's what I'm always worried about.
We gotta work on some goals for ourselves. It's just hard when it's your job. I'm a marketing director. How can I not be on my
I have no excuse.
You kind of do. Who's going to post for Podcast with Strangers on TikTok? Actually, no, you know what? No excuses.
No, I don't have an excuse. I'll be honest. I think everyone has some kind of addiction to their phone.
I'm going to set some goals. What's some goals we can set? What's your screen time
right now? I told you, but my goal... Actually, I have a pretty good screen time.
Check. What is it right now?
From... I know someone, like, in the summer I was working with had a screen time of, like, 13 hours.
What's a good screen time to have?
I think mine's, like, 4 hours.
Mine's, like, 9.
Mine's... Oh... Well, mine went up by 14% from last week.
How do you check from last week?
It just says it.
See all activity?
Mine's 5 hours. I feel like that's, like, not terrible.
Oh, shit.
5 hours of screen time?
Total.
Maybe that's really bad.
Total screen time over from Sunday till now, 32 hours and 29 minutes.
Okay, oh, but if you break it down more. So my social today, I've used an hour and 44 minutes on social media, 15 minutes on games because I recently downloaded Pokemon Go. And then
for Ethan
travel 6 minutes. No, it's actually, I don't know, it's kind of fun.
I 12 hours on social media. Not
wait
today.
What's your average today?
Oh, today,
yeah,
2 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But like if I were to do yesterday,
what's your daily average?
Daily 8 hours.
Oh, mine's 5.
That's not good.
Mine.
Both of ours, 8 hours. That's literally a work day.
That's true.
Okay, let's set some goals. I want my daily...
I've already tried changing my goals. I told you what mine was. I'm trying to change my, like, good habits that I actually enjoy. Like, if I bake cookies instead, or if I, like, read, or if I, like, work on a project. Instead of, I think of, like, oh, the 30 minutes it will take me, I would have spent on social media. Yeah. Between TikTok and Instagram, like...
Put a number to that.
Put a number to what?
To that.
To what?
So that's your goal.
Yeah.
But the way we track it is through your screen time.
So like what my ideal screen time is going
to
be?
What would you want your screen time to be daily? I want mine to stay at 3 hours max.
I was going to say 2 hours. But then, okay, I guess does screen time count when I'm on the phone with someone? No, right? No, because that's not a social. I mean, is that social?
Oh, because that's probably why it's so high.
Are we just making excuses? Let's check. Because for me...
I FaceTime my best friend, literally.
I FaceTime a lot of people, and I do
I'll
work.
I'll be taking a shower, and I'll be FaceTiming someone.
That's a little strange.
Yeah, I don't know why we
maybe
do
cut that out.
I go to bed with people on FaceTime.
I fall asleep sometimes on FaceTime, too.
Yeah, but not, like, intentionally. Like, oh, my God, we were talking, and I fell
asleep. Oh, you can do app limits. Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't work. You can override it, like, easily.
Okay, but I feel like that might stop me more. I'm going to put one on TikTok.
I gotta get off my phone. Seriously.
Like, and Instagram.
I have a midterm due and I haven't even... It's due tomorrow night and I haven't even started it.
What should I make my time limit?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, that's what I try.
I shouldn't do less?
30 minutes is a lot. Yeah, no, 30 minutes is good. That's a good amount.
I feel like 15 on TikTok. I feel like if I spend 30 minutes on TikTok, that's average.
Each minute is about 1 minute, let's say. Okay, 1 to 30 seconds each video, right? You're only going to be able to watch 30 videos. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Why are we making excuses up? Okay, you're right.
I said I'm due 15 minutes screen time on stuff.
We're gonna bring it down a notch. Okay, anyways, that was our talk today. We kind of derailed to relationships for a second, which was good.
We did?
Yeah.
No, I talked about relationships and like the influence it has because of using social media, like texting and stuff.
True, so I guess it all circles back. I'm starting to yawn. That means it's time to go.
Can we get ice cream?
Yeah, we can go get ice cream.
Guys, yay!
We're on Main Street Unionville right now. Actually, I don't want ice cream.
I want ice cream. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching this podcast episode. I hope it was entertaining in some way.
I hope you guys liked this.
I hope you got something out of it and some relatability.
We'll post a poll up to see if you guys liked this little conversation.
Wow, they're like, get Sheridan off the camera.
Get Sheridan off. Get Methuselah off. Get Sheridan on.
Sorry.
I think it's nice to kind of debrief our past weeks. With just conversations between you and I, maybe there'll be other people on. We've actually tried. We're trying to get some special guests on that are in the works. Because as much as you may think celebrities are or you know celebrities, they're still strangers to you. Just because you see something
exactly
on social media doesn't mean that's who they are.
Doesn't mean it's real. I guess that's our takeaway from today.
Yeah.
Just because you see something on social media. I mean, I think everyone knows that.
Not everything you see on social media is the truth.
Yeah.
You may see someone smiling on the outside of that picture on just crying the surface.
Crying on the inside.
Crying in on the inside.
Okay, friends. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and watching.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next week with a Real Strangers episode.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry it rained.
You guys were looking for strangers.
Oh, my today. Camera just cut.
Sheridan's camera just cut.
So
get
I'm
in here.
I'm going to come into yours.
Bye, guys. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Spotify, Apple.
Give us a review.
Podcast. Yes, give us a review on Apple. You can do that now.
On Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Right? I hear Emma Chamberlain say that a lot.
And it's also, we're also on Spirit Live now. First episode is on spiritlive.ca.
Check out Spirit Live if you go to RRISN/XUniversity or if you just want to check it out. Yeah. But I guess if you're already...
If you don't want to pay for Apple or Spotify and you have data, you can go on spiritlive.ca. And listen to the podcast there. Also, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
YouTube. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Guys, I want to start making money off this.
Oh. That we just talked about. Yeah. I'm just doing it because I love storytelling.
No, I want money.
Okay. Well, anyway. Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Don't go.